morning. This is Agashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar asserted that India is a democratic nation with a robust judicial system, which cannot be compromised by any individual or group. Describing Indian democracy as unique, Dhankar stated that India does not need lessons from anyone on the rule of law. Addressing the 70th Founders Day celebrations of the Indian Institute of Public Administration in New Delhi yesterday, the Vice President said, "Equality before law is a new norm in India today, and the law is holding those accountable who thought themselves as beyond the law." He described the Indian judicial system as robust, pro-people and independent. The Assam government has extended the Armed Forces Special Powers Act in four districts of the state for 6 months, starting from 1st of April. Issuing a notification, the Home and Political Department said that the disturbed area attack under AFSPA has been extended in areas covering Tinsukia, Dibrugarh, Charaideo and Sivasagar districts. AFSPA has been extended till 30th of September this year. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Anurag Singh Thakur addressed the Viksit Bharat Ambassador meetup event in Lucknow. Speaking at the event, Thakur said that from sports to space, infrastructure development, manufacturing and science to startups, it is India's decade. Acknowledging the role of technology and agri-tech startups in modernizing agriculture, he highlighted initiatives which empower entrepreneurs and boost economic growth. He said that Uttar Pradesh is playing an important role in fulfilling the dream of Viksit Bharat. An educational and motivational trip for 104 cadets and three staff of Sainik School Pungwa, Nagaland, was conducted as Silver Battalion of the Assam Rifles at Jalukhi Town on 27th of this month. The cadets were briefed about the weapon system and also given experience to hand infantry weapons, including pistol, rifles, machine guns, mortars and rocket launchers. The government has ordered a mandatory declaration of the stock position of wheat. The Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Ministry yesterday said traders, wholesalers, retailers, big chain retailers and processors in all states and union territories have to declare their stock position of wheat with effect from 1st April till further orders. It said a decision has been taken in order to manage the overall food security and to prevent hoarding and unscrupulous speculation. Rice stock declaration by all categories of entities is already in place. An entity which is not registered on the portal provided by the ministry must register themselves and start disclosing the wheat and rice stock every Friday. The Department of Food and Public Distribution is maintaining a close watch over the stock position of wheat and rice to control prices and ensure easy availability in the country. A three-member team will conduct a magisterial investigation into the death of gangster-turned-politician Mukhtar Ansari. He passed away after suffering a heart attack on Thursday at Banda Medical College. 63-year-old Ansari was a five-time former MLA from Moh Sardar seat and had been behind bars in UP and Punjab since 2005. After the death of Mukhtar Ansari, Section 144 CRPC has been imposed across Uttar Pradesh to maintain law and order situation. Uttar Pradesh Director General of Police Prashant Kumar said that additional police personnel as well as Central Reserve Police Force teams have also been deployed in Banda, Mau, Ghazipur and Varanasi districts. Over 40 people, including 36 Syrian soldiers, have been killed in an Israeli airstrike in Aleppo province yesterday. This was the second such attack in 24 hours. As per reports, Israeli airstrikes targeted a rocket depot belonging to Lebanon's Hezbollah. Those killed include six from the Hezbollah group. According to Syria's state news agency Sana, the strike happened in the wee hours and added that civilians were also injured in the attack. Israel has launched hundreds of airstrikes in Syria since the civil war there broke out in 2011. The airstrikes target army positions as well as Iran-backed forces, including Hezbollah, an ally of Damascus, and Palestinian militant group Hamas. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.